The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amar Aleph, tells us, Omer Rab Abba, Omer Rab Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chutin Shebiyad Asur. The Chutin Shebiyad, the blood vessels in the foreleg of an animal, are Asur. Now there's a Machlekes Rishonim, exactly which blood vessels are being referred to when we say Chutin Shebiyad. Rashi explains that this refers to the blood vessels that we remove from the shoulder. It's the ones shebekosev, and even though it's called chutin shebiyad, Rashi seems like he holds that this refers to specifically the blood vessels in the shoulder. However, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simin Samach Hei Sif Aleph tell us that the blood vessels of the shoulder and the blood vessels of the foreleg are both aser, because when we say chutin shebiyad over here, we mean both the foreleg and the shoulder, and the blood vessels of both have to be removed. And the truth is that the Biru Hagra learns Rashi as well to be agreeing to the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Biru Hagra suggests that when Rashi says that when we say chutin shebiyad, that these blood vessels have to be removed, we're referring to the blood vessels of the shoulder, Rashi means also the blood vessels of the shoulder, but avade, also the chutin shebiyad has to be taken literally, the blood vessels of the foreleg has to be removed, even according to Rashi. Now, the Gemara asks, Omer Rab Safra Moishe mi Omer Rachmona loisechel bisro, what's the makar that you're not allowed to eat the meat of the Yad, the foreleg, or the shoulders? Where is the makar that you're not allowed to eat this part of the animal? And the Gemara Taka retracts, and the Gemara says, Omer Rava Moishe mi Omer Rachmona Echol Domo Chadche Umalche Afilu K'teir Nami Shaper Domi. We don't mean to say that a person has to completely refrain from eating the spots in the animal that contain these blood vessels. Rather, we're saying that you have to go an extra mile in order to remove the blood from these blood vessels, because since there is a lot of blood contained within these blood vessels, there's a chashash that the regular malicha process that a piece of meat undergoes to remove the dam might not suffice, and therefore you need an extra step in the removal of the dam from these blood vessels. And what is the extra step? Says the Gemara, Chadche umalche afilu l'kateir nami shaper domi. If one cuts the blood vessel and one then goes ahead and salts it, then the dam, the blood, will be in fact extracted, and then you could go ahead and you could cook even these parts of the animal in a meal, because in that case we assume that the blood has been completely removed by the malich. So the Gemara is saying that since there's a lot of blood in these blood vessels, you could eat the blood vessels, you could eat these parts of the animal, but first you have to cut it in order to have the dam flow from it, then you do the malicha, and then you can go ahead and cook it in a pot and eat it. Azoy zok the Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and this is Kapaskin the Shulchan Aruch, that when we say that these parts of the animal are usher, it doesn't mean that it's usher entirely, it just means that you need an extra step in the process of removing the blood, and that means that you're supposed to be chaytech, you're supposed to cut open, you're supposed to cut the blood vessel, and then go ahead and salt it, and only then does it become mutter be'achilo. Now there's a tremendous machlekes rishonim regarding the second kashering process, the second process that we have to remove blood, and that is the process of tzlia, of roasting. We know that there are two processes that we have that are used to extract the blood from within a piece of meat. We have, number one, the process called melicha, which means to salt it. And number two, we can roast it. The Gemara over here says that before salting it, you have to cut open these blood vessels because there's a lot of blood in these particular blood vessels, and therefore the chutin shebiyad, the shoulder, the foreleg, you have to first be chaytech it, you have to first cut it before salting it, because only then can you be confident that the blood will be removed. The question is, what about the process of tzlia? When you roast a piece of meat, and you roast these particular areas of the animal, the chutin shepayad, the blood vessels. When it comes to roasting, do you also have to be chaytech it? Do you also have to cut it before roasting it in order to make sure that the dam is removed? Or do we say that since in general the process of tzliya, of roasting and exposing it to the direct heat of the fire, is more effective usually than melicha, therefore we could assume that the tzliya removes the dam contained within these blood vessels even without first cutting these blood vessels, and it would still be kosher even without the entire chaticha that you need by melich. So that's the question, that's the machlekes we showed him. When the Gemara says that you have to first cut the blood vessels before doing melicha, does this specifically refer to melicha, or does this even apply to the process of tzliya, where you first have to cut it to make sure that the dam is removed when subsequently roasting it? Taisvis over there in Chulin, Daf Sada Gimel, is medayik from the Lashon of the Gemara, that when Rav Abba told us that the Chutin Shabiyad need an extra zehirus, an extra stage of removing the dam before Melicha, because there's so much blood contained within the blood vessels, we are referring even to the process of Tzliya. And that's the Lashon of the Gemara. That when the Gemara subsequently says that if you're Chaytiche, you're Chatche Yomalche, then it's Mutter even Lekteiro, it's Mashma, that if you don't have Chaticha, then even Litzli, it's Aser. That's what even Lekteiro means. That means the entire Iser that we were referring to until now was taking place even with Tzli. And even with Tzli, it's not sufficient if you merely roast it. You need to first cut it. You have to first make sure that the dam will be removed of Yitzliya, and only then can you go ahead and roast it and eat it. When the Gemara says that if you're chaytech it, then you can subsequently be meleach it, the Gemara says, afilu lukteir, even if you're going to salt it and cook it, even then chaticha works. It's mashma. But if you don't have chaticha, then it's aser even with sleep. And that's why we have to introduce the concept of cutting it to say that even with melicha it's mutter if you first cut it, and it's not sufficient by merely roasting it, and avada by tzli as well, you have to first be chaytich. Now Taisus asks that it seems to contradict to Gemara and Tzadigim on the Beis, where the Gemara implies that when it comes to tzli, it's so effective that you don't need to be chaytich at first, and you can simply go ahead and roast it even without first cutting it. But Lamai said Taisus is medayik from this Gemara, that avada, even when it comes to tzli, you first have to cut it, and only then can you roast it, and otherwise we cannot be confident that the blood will be removed by the tzliya. However, the Rajba and other Rishonim disagree with Taisus. And the Rajba holds that when it comes to tzli, there's no requirement to first cut it. You can go ahead, you could roast it, and you could be confident that all of the blood has been removed al yidei tzli. And says the Rajba, the entire objective of cutting it is only applicable when it comes to melicha, because melicha is not nearly as effective as tzli, and therefore only when it comes to salting do we say that you have to first cut it to make sure that all the blood will be removed al yidei melicha.